بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Muslims in the past had some beautiful qualities. As a rule, most of them, or many of them, they preferred others to themselves. يؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان دون خصاصة. They prefer others to themselves. In the best of things, so I let my brother choose first, I'll choose later on. So it was a standard, for a yardstick to go by. And on account of that, they enjoyed a lot of happiness, peace of mind, and barakat in anything what they did. But that was the yardstick to go by. And, all right, let him do it first. And some of us may have seen this in our woman folk. Upon receiving gifts, the food, the special food that they have prepared, they will allow the guests to enjoy. And they don't mind eating the leftovers. It's norm, and they insist. I want aunt was in marrying her. Married to mullahs. So the whole family thought of going to visit her. And she was expecting us. So as we reached there, so my mother explained we ate and came, so that she doesn't take the trouble to prepare. And she was very upset. From the morning we're preparing for y'all. We're preparing for y'all. We cut chicken only for you. Why are you eating here? But see the mind, how it was. So that we have some simple food, but the special food you'll enjoy. That was a general take in the Muslims in that age. So they received the help of Allah Ta'ala, barakah and prosperity, what they did. Once, Haji Ahmad Abdul Samad Chauhan, he was going to Joburg to join some Jamaat. So he asked that I'm going to Joburg, so if there's some fish, then Johannes people that they enjoyed it. So that's called the early 60s. Say 66, 67, somewhere, late 60s. Just then, just one day or 2 days before that, someone brought a mussel cracker. And that's very enjoyable, especially the head is very enjoyable. So he brought this thing here. Now, there was some little bit of concern. But we also know it. He's going there. And that zamana, in Johannesburg, the sea fish wasn't so common. So they sent it across. You won't believe it. I think not even a day passed. One white person used to bring the whole boat and sell it to us. Then we'll distribute from here. And at that time, fish wasn't so commonly ate, like how it's eaten now. So he brought some fish like you've never seen, tasty as you never believe. And a big whole haul he brought. We just did this, and then how Allah Pak replenished, how he replaced. See? So this befriending others. Whatever we are doing, but we prefer others. Because a style in a lot of homes that are you going for Hajj came back now. I'm talking about the things I remember or I see. It is customary when you come back, then you share the gifts. We have something special for those that are near and dear. So, the general stand that time was, I got a sister, first she will get something, then wife and children. Now, I know, the wife will make a moan. She comes first or I come first. So there is a standard, that first the sister, then you, and then others. And they won't tell the wife, let her groan and moan, it's all right. But the sister will come first. Now, whereas it's his thing, sister is also quite wealthy, and they don't need this thing here. But make it a point, prefer others. So this can only come about when we got that spirit of friendship and muhabbat. But we don't have the spirit of muhabbat and friendship. And this thing would sound like a dream. يُؤْسِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنْفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. So in whatever we are doing, to prefer others. In the past was such time of the Sahaba that even the neighbor, you will see that they see him first, then they shut off. Something new came in, you know. Everybody is looking forward to the start of the Sahaba and the neighbor, then the Sahaba. One person, he saw export grade mangoes just coming in. The first batch coming in. At a good price. So he bought about 2 nice boxes. Left it at home. He's thinking after Maghrib will be the left it just before Maghrib. So he thought to himself, after Maghrib will be the Jamaat Bayan, and after the Bayan, there will be a little bit of gush, and the main Bayan will be after Isha. So now they are nice and hungry, this mango will be nice and chilled, and then I'll have it. In the meanwhile, they could resist. They had some memba and whatever, they wiped the whole thing out. How he was planning it off, you know. I go for the bayan, the girls, up in Shabayan, and then come home nicely sliced. And anyway, he didn't complain about it. But now look at this person. See, for a lot of things that I've seen. The next thing what he did now, home was fine, normal. The next day, he saw his finances, whatever he's got, he saw that. So he had about, that one from 1960s, that time, see. That time he had about 2 million. 1960s, 2 million, or like 100 million today. literally it was like 100 million. You know, stop by seat. I think from scratch to the finish, the masjid started functioning 1975. I can remember. It started functioning. Yeah, the building must have started about 72. But then the namaz was at about 76. Started then. So, from beginning to the end, the toilets, the land, everything complete, it costed them about 300,000. You'll be laughing now. You can't buy one land you can't buy. From beginning. Plus you got that Parkinson, you know, that parking, that wooden floor they were there. The whole masjid they were wooden floor. Carpeting, the land, so big, like about, I think over an acre land. You know that land? It's got two flats there. Flats, everything that works. Less than 300,000. So it was so cheap at the time. The worker's salary, you know, the woman worker, now they mustn't say maid. So look on another word now. I will say it. So her salary was from late 60s and beginning 70 was about 20 rands. A month. That was a good salary for a worker at that time. Right. So now this man had about 2 million rands. You can imagine how much it was. So he thought to himself, hey, I must think myself, what I must do. So that next day, he saw his finances. From the 2 million, 1 million he gave to his wife, children, all that, this for, all for you, right? Other one said, please don't trouble me over the next million. He thought of it carefully, said, all right, this place needs a masjid. And the town, I can see a strategic place, so that it must be a masjid, and it must be a place that people, inshallah, will do some jamaat work. And there must be a maktab that's adjoining. But it must be a strategic place. So he found a place, an expensive place, and he called it in. He's not, that thing is so abad, full, you know. Up to now, it's so functional. So, but they asked him this, his wife and asked him, but you know, the man goes to the masjid now, can't understand the rapt. Can't understand the correction, you know, from the mangoes to the masjid, madrasa. He says to his wife, see, I thought to myself, see, my brother mangoes, and then he was wiped out, you know. So I thought to myself that this is the position of this world. In this world, everybody is for himself. And then all the more you'll see it when you pass this world. And each one is for himself. Then I thought to myself that what have I done for my future when I will be forgotten in oblivion, complete, class. Then I need to see, I have something, some type of a recurring account, you know, a good thing. Not just any small thing, not for Nagalo. Something that is standing, moving, and getting the returns all the time. I thought the best thing is get a masjid, where there's going to be Jamaat activity, and there's a nice madrasa. So I got the thing out. So, if you all forget me or don't forget me, my returns are coming. As the Shaykh Hamdullah writes, person dies, right? So for a few days people will cry, send them sawab, and they may come to the Qabristan, right? A few days. And after that, after a month, 2 months, maybe it comes to once a week, and after about 6 months, it comes once on Eid day or Bakra'id day. Now and then you're passing by, you pop in, make salams, and khalas. So the man is forgotten. So they won't properly come and visit you. Illa mashallah. Some people do it, but most people won't visit. And if they do something, occasionally they'll recite some Quran Sharif and pass salam. Right. Some will do it every day. Some will do it now and then. And others will read something very short. You know, the shortest time. Like how, you know, when we read our sunnahs, if there was a surah shorter than Inna Atena, we send that thing. Unless it's my Yusuf now, my Yusuf said, Kiras tale. You say that way. Otherwise, that's our take, right? So does any surah small in Athena do we say for the deceased? Right. And that is now passing on sawab. Passing on sawab only because his recitation is no financial loss, see? So it's easy to do it. No single person ever thinks, alright, my father passed away, or my mother passed away, and so much he was doing for me. Right? Tell me one person who does it like this, that at least, you know, the amount of money that I spend on myself every day, I must spend it for Isa alayhi salam, for my parents. Does anybody think that? Whereas so much he's done, or he's done, right? Everything, the good that you see, generally is from your father. Generally, right? Father or mother, they did the good and you enjoy it. But is there any person who says, alright, on average, on myself, from the morning till the evening, I spend about 200 rand on myself. Right? So, at least every day, I'll give the 200 rand in sadaqah for my parents. His habit was, whether he's in Safar or he was at home, I used to see him closely. Like his bayan all that. And we saw him when he was over 70. Alhamdulillah, right? But then he was very handsome. And more handsome when he eat the pot. See the tongue coming red and how he prepared that thing, you know. And he had a style, his clothing immaculate. And his topi is very simple, but although he'd been very well dressed, but very simple. As we were there now, so the steps that are leading to his office, small steps. You were very, very simple at that time. Now it's gone a little bit up. Small, narrow steps going up. And it was his style, he looked down. Walking in the bazaar, walking anywhere, but you won't see Qari Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh looking up like that. You won't look to the right, not to the left, just look down and carry on. And he would say also, when I leave the home, so I make it a point that I will clean my heart from everybody. There won't be a speck of malice in my heart for anybody, any student. Whereas there will be a lot of students, their madrasa is too big. 3,000-4,000 students, right? Like a town it was. There will be someone that is against him talking. I say, no, I will make it a point that my heart is absolutely clean. I got no reservation, no malice against anybody. Now, they're not just words. What a composer here. So as he's coming up the stairs, one student is coming down at a full speed. You know how students are? It's like mad things. Right. He bumped on Vikari Sahib straight. Vikari Sahib was over 70 at the time. He nearly fell, but he balanced himself. But I like to see what was his response. So he asked that boy, "Koi chot to nahi lagi tujhe? You didn't get hurt." And then he carried on. I can imagine what we could have done at that time. No fault of his, it's the student's fault. But he's asking the student, "Chot to nahi lagi? You didn't get hurt." See what good hearts they had. See, we must understand at this point, it's my experience, right? The good that you see, whether at mind or in material, the good that you see, right, is sustained and nourished by the goodness of the heart. Remember this word. Right? The good that you see mentally or in material is sustained and nourished by the goodness of the heart. If the heart is very good, you see it goes very well. Everything, mentally you are enjoying yourself. At heart you are, materially there's a lot of enjoyment. But it's proportionate to the goodness of the heart, how good your heart is. So, Qari Sahib Rahmatullahi, we're talking about, you see him, you know, when you try to see him, when his namaz, you try to see him. He had one khutbah. The khutbah was one line, I can remember. فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ إِلَّا was that? Ha. That was that line. So his father called him. His father was Hafiz Ahmad Sahib, Rahmatullahi. Father called him and told him, you know, towards the end of his life, that you see, I gave you knowledge, and the knowledge was for your benefit, right? But I taught you the Quran Sharif for my sake. Now you can enjoy it, right? Because Quran, I have given you for my sake. So he was so particular on that, no matter what I used to call him, he was such an important person. Indira Gandhi, like she wanted to take decisions, she would refer to him. Right? Such an important person. Orator, man of intelligence, sight, vision. Every class had consulted him. The rank and the file, and the high and the wealth, everyone would consult him. He's going to a university, he must talk. His father called him and said, "You must do this." And he made the point right to the end. I see him. He will make sure after Maghrib Namaz, you can't get him after Maghrib. With all his commitments or whatever, he is committed to the promise that he made to his father that I will recite every day. Every day. No fail. One sibara or two sibara. He'll read it genuine and he'll pass it to the father. And then he can go. So the Qari Sahib Rahmatullahi. I find a lot of happiness speaking about my elders. Because they're irreplaceable. You can't replace them. That was our elders. Once he asked his father. His father was a very great Muslim. He asked his father, "Abba, you know what? Something strange I see in you. Sometimes when there's a problem, you sit up in too well, you grumble, you know, groan and grumble on it. And sometimes there's total silence. You don't even mention anything. And sometimes you just say it's likely that I got a eye infection or headache or something like that. Now why there's three different type of responses to situations? Why is this?" So they had some informal relationship. Are Lord de Buja Bushnaya? Later you can come and tell me. That's how he spoke to his son, right? So he says, I seen my three buzrugs. Right. One buzrug I saw was Haji Imdadullah Sahib Rahmatullahi. So the biggest problem, and he won't express it. So he has got his origin from Yaqub al-Islam. Bashku basti wa huzni Allah. And then the Quran says, وَهُوَ كَزِيمٌ. He had just suppressed it completely, didn't express it. So that was Yaqub al-Islam. He didn't even make an expression of the problem which was going. And then it was that Sulaim story, you know, where the child had died, but she didn't express it to the husband. Just kept it to herself, didn't mention it at all, let the husband enjoy his meals, enjoy intimacy, and only after he slept and got up in the morning, then she disclosed what had happened. Take the child goodbye. So at that time, you know, nothing will happen. You can't now bury the child at that time. So everything will be done in the morning. So I'm going to express it to him. He won't eat. He won't be happy the night. He won't sleep. And the child is only going to be buried after Fajr. So the simplest thing is, who are Askanul Makan? He is very calm. So this is the origin of that total silence. It's Sulaim Radiyallahu Anha story. Not making an expression. Not even talking about it. So they practiced all this idea, but there was some base for them doing it. It wasn't without a base. There was a base. One of Yaqub alayhi salam and this other story of Sulaim Radiyallahu Anha. But how normal she is, what makes me smile even now is how crafty men are also, you know. Crafty, only they. I have mentioned this, why I'm mentioning it? It's because that's our tabiat. He look at, everybody look at the hadith, but to his own benefit. He look at the hadith, but to his own benefit. That he must be relaxed mentally, physically, everything. So, man is a bit short fused. So he shouts his wife all the time. Y'all are naqisatul aql. So I can understand he must have some knowledge to say naqisatul aql. And secondly, he says to his wife and children, see, all of you must read that Sulaim story 20 times every day. No matter what happens, you must see to me first. But I see, just for his own benefit, the talim is done, but for what? What was the talim for? He couldn't read that story about the goat head, pass it on to seven homes, and then see for himself. Or that Yarmouk story, where the water is passed on to others, and he died. That he couldn't see. But his own gain, you must look at the Sulaim story 20 times every day. Now the children and the wife were getting fed up, they wrote up here. But now you see how it will carry on. So that's why we say that do the talim, but there must be some taluk or some senior. Otherwise, the talim also, you just do it with that frame of mind. How can I extract things to my benefit, to my advantage? So they're making talim, but the man, what is he doing? To his own self. Not now, let's look at it fairly now, right? This story, there's another story, there's a third story. How do we look at it? How should we look at it? To his own gain. That's not a Muslim style. Really, so I say flavor, taste, that we lost it already. We're somewhere else. We don't have the taste. So he says, well, sometimes I feel like there's an overwhelming feeling with Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and I imitate him. Right. Right? Sometimes it is an overwhelming feeling with my second senior, that was my father, Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. Right? So it was a problem, he would grumble, complain. Right? So what was the reason for him to complain? He says, خدا کے سامنے میں اپنی بہادری کو جتاؤں. When Allah Ta'ala made me sick, I must come out like a very strong person. Allah, do whatever you want, I will take it. No, he has put me down so that I must express my weakness. So I cry, I groan, not because I want to do that, but Allah Ta'ala wants to see that, alright, you're crying, you know, that grief, that pain. He wants to see you. So, he wants to see that. So there was one Chishti Buzul. His brother, I think, was an Naqshbandi. In the state of sickness, saying Allah, Allah, Allah. His brother is saying, by in the state of sickness, you groan, that's what you know. But the pain is carrying on, the verse telling him, by telling you to speak, Now he couldn't put up with the pain, eventually he said, and he found relief. Now Allah wanted you to express the pain at the time, that I'm putting you down, and you're showing that I'm in pain. He's putting you down, and you're showing you're a very strong person. So it doesn't, it's not gelling right. So that was another buzurg that I had seen. And the third buzurg that I had seen and enjoyed and benefited was Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Right? So mildly he will express how he's feeling, not making a groan, not total silence. So if there was a problem, he will say it. Small problem. And that, you see that, you know, as Rasulullah said, and towards the end of his life, Mubarak life, so, as he comes into the house, so as Aisha says, Wa ra'asa, headache, what a headache. So Nabi Sam told her, Bal ana wa ra'asa. Really, my head is paining. So now, you know how the wife relationship is. So the wife says, you don't care for me. If I die, by the evening you'll be sleeping with someone else, no? It's a woman to think like that, right? So let me sort of smile it off. But what I'm getting at, that to express it mildly. So, Ahmad Sahib, Skari Sahib's father. So he says, sometimes it's an overwhelming feeling. I'm following Qari Sahib, Hadith Sahib, sometimes I'm more Qasim Sahib, and sometimes I'm more Gamoi Sahib Rahmatullahi. But now look at this music, mind. So clean, so accurate, so perfect, so practical. They saw this Buzurgan Adin, they saw these elders, and they actually, you know, the right, I don't know what's the right word, but as though they digested them, you know. They took them in, and they took them in, not just half, but they took them and they took them in very well. So sometimes it's a reflection of his life, next person's life, the third person's life. Our Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah, sometimes you could see now there's some poor students, right? And they can't afford a meal. Now, normally he doesn't eat lunch, breakfast and supper. So supper will be the main meal. I used to see he's no breakfast, no lunch. Lunch only have a cup of tea, maybe a biscuit now and then, but it was just a cup of tea. So breakfast and then supper. Now this a poor student. So whatever has been prepared for supper, all that goes to him. He'll prefer remaining hungry that day. But you see these people then. It's like a different zamana, different time, you know, there's a different age at like a different age altogether. Like we were living in a different world at that time, and now we're living in a different planet. There was a different language of living. But that common line was يُؤْسِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا, preferring others, seeing to his comfort, his happiness, in everything. One of the contemporaries of our Shaykh al-Islam rahmatullahi was Mia Azlan Hussein Sahib rahmatullahi, also a great Muslim at the time. He's teaching also in Tarim Diyoban. Now his time was in spite of being wealthy, but he would stay in a house built with unbaked bricks. So each time the rainy season came, the whole thing washes out to rebuild it. So that's a big job now. Rainy season came, a lot of the external walls all washed away, put them up again. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah had a lot of liking for him. So you should go and visit him maybe sometime after Asar. And meet, learn something. His ustad also, and apart from that, Buzurg, should go and spend some time and go. So one day, Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib is visiting him. And Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib is much younger, about 20, 25 years younger. So how did you? You know, you got the money. Why don't you put up nice structure? Big clay, big bricks, not what we use. So it can manage all seasons. You don't have to keep rebuilding the place. So now, the Muhammad Shafi Sahib is his student. But now they respect the student also so much. So this is, you know, it's an excellent idea. You know, what you have proposed is an excellent idea. Left it. Thereafter, maybe after a day or something, everything settled. So I kept your suggestion in mind. But then I'm thinking to myself, you see in this whole street, nobody can afford at that time of a house, right? Big, solid brick, nobody can afford. And if I'm going to put up this thing here, in this whole place here, then the poor, how will he feel? Underprivileged, what he'll think? So I don't want to hurt their feelings. Just, although cost effective, this would be very much better. But then now, how that person will feel, how this person will feel. See that consideration, that respect, that concern for the neighboring. So all living in the same area. And how that man is going to feel, how this person will feel, how you feel. Just in consideration of all of them, I want to do the same. Aspect of simplicity and preferring others. Simplicity and preferring of others to ourselves. And this is Islam, pure Islam. I repeat this thing here because I miss this type of life. You know, the type of people I miss, when you're going to go and meet your people, what type of people you're living with, and when we'll meet our people. So you miss that time, you miss those people, miss their ways, and Allah will give us tawfiq that we start emulating at least. You know, we can't do everything 100%, but to some extent, laboring, people that come to us, whoever, what do we do for them? How do we manage? How do we work for them? How do we conduct ourselves with them?
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله ولك الخلق كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما أكرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالأهل والمال ولك الحمد بالمعافاة ولك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت يا أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين يا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا أرحم الراحمين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. والله most kind, most merciful Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive our major and minor sins, O Allah. Forgive the sins we've committed, Ya Allah, knowingly and unknowingly, Ya Allah, intentionally and unintentionally, O Allah. The sins we remember and the sins we've forgotten about, O Allah, forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are aware of all of them, Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak month, Ya Allah, save us from being deprived and mahroom, Ya Allah. Forgive every one of us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, forgive our parents, our grandparents, O Allah. Our Satidai Kiram, our Mashaykh, Ya Allah. Forgive our friends and family, Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, our wives and children, Ya Allah. Forgive every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Every person who's asked us to make dua for them, O Allah, who's requested for duas, O Allah, forgive everyone, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this month, Ya Allah, you are waiting. Ya Allah, you want to forgive, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, Ya Allah, forgive every one of us, Ya Allah. Save us from being deprived, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all our sins, Ya Allah, and convert these sins into good deeds, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the evil effects of these bad and wrong haram deeds that we've done, O Allah. O Allah, save us from the evil effects, Ya Allah. Forgive them and wipe them out, Ya Allah. O Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, one day we have to leave this world, Ya Allah. We have to pass away one day, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make that moment easy for us, O Allah. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut, O Allah. Let that moment be a Mubarak moment, Ya Allah. Let us go in a good way, Ya Allah. Let the time be Mubarak, the place be Mubarak, Ya Allah. The people around us be Mubarak, O Allah. The method and the way in which we live, O Allah, make it Mubarak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us, Ya Allah, on that time, Ya Allah. Only you can help us, Ya Allah. No wealth in the world, Ya Allah. No family, no support, Ya Allah. No group can help us. Only you can help us, O Allah. O Allah, help us at that dying moment, O Allah. Save us from the ill effects of shaitan, Ya Allah. Of our misdeeds, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us at that moment, Ya Allah. Let it be blessed, Ya Allah. We are happy and waiting to come to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let that moment be Mubarak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the akhirat, Ya Allah, in the qabr, Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah. Let the hisab be easy, O Allah. O Allah, save us and protect us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. In this Mubarak month, Ya Allah, it's this time, Ya Allah, these last 10 days, O Allah. Free us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Save us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Grant us Jannat, Ya Allah. Grant us the highest stages in Jannat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us and assist us, O Allah. O Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, bless us with your hidayat, Ya Allah. Guide us, Ya Allah. What are we without your guidance, O Allah? O Allah, we can wish and desire, O Allah, but we only depend on your tawfiq and hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us, Ya Allah. You guide us, O Allah. Show us what is to be done and how it's to be done, Ya Allah. Put us on that straight path and guide us, Ya Allah. Help us, O Allah. O Allah, grant us the best of akhlaq, Ya Allah. The akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah. Every good noble trait and quality that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, O Allah, put that into our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, put the akhlaq of the Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum into our lives, Ya Allah. Grant us these good qualities, Ya Allah. Remove all bad qualities from our lives, O Allah. O Allah, let us gain much, Ya Allah. We've come here to gain, Ya Allah. In your house, Ya Allah, you've blessed us, Ya Allah. You've called us in this Mubarak gathering, Ya Allah. In the company of your pious servants, O Allah. O Allah, we've come to gain, O Allah. Don't let us be mahroom, O Allah. Ya Allah, grant us this good akhlaq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, clean our hearts, Ya Allah. Grant us clean hearts, O Allah. Grant us clean hearts, Ya Allah. Waslul sakhimata sudurina. Ya Allah, remove the dirt from our hearts, O Allah. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. O Allah, let our hearts be sparkling, O Allah. We want everything else to be clean and sparkling, Ya Allah. Let our hearts be sparkling, O Allah. Grant us their qalb-e-saleem, Ya Allah. Grant us that clean heart, O Allah, that you are happy with, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is happy with, O Allah. Grant us that wealth and that bounty of that clean heart, O Allah. O Allah, our children, Rabbana hablana min azwajina, wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun, wa ja'alna lil muttaqina imama. O Allah, make our children pious, O Allah. Let them be the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and grant us and make us good examples for them, O Allah. Make us become good examples, O Allah. And let them be the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us true beneficial knowledge, Ya Allah. Grant us the knowledge and understanding of the Quran Kareem, the understanding of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. The complete understanding, O Allah, of what you want and what Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam wants from us, O Allah. O Allah, grant us respect for everything of deen, Ya Allah. The Quran Kareem, O Allah, the hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the masajid, Ya Allah, anything of deen, Ya Allah, anything linked to deen, O Allah. Every single Muslim, O Allah, let us hold him in utmost respect, to Allah. And let us respect everything of deen and everything linked to your Mubarak deen, O Allah. Grant us that full respect, to Allah. O Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, the reality of the tilawat of the Quran Kareem, O Allah. Hold us unto the tilawat of the Quran Kareem, Ya Allah, at all times, O Allah. Let us read the Quran in a way that you are pleased, O Allah. وَرْزُقْنَا أَن نَتْلُوَهُ عَلَى النَّحْوِ الَّذِي يُرْضِيكَ عَنَّا, Ya Allah. Let us read the Quran in a way that you are pleased, O Allah. Let the Quran become the solace, Ya Allah, of our heart, Ya Allah. The relief of our worries, O Allah. Let us find it in the Quran, in the tilawat of the Quran Kareem, O Allah. O Allah, help us, Ya Allah, in whatever we are doing, Ya Allah. All those who have passed on, O Allah. O Allah, we are here today, Ya Allah, we are enjoying, O Allah. All those who have passed on, Ya Allah, who are not here with us, O Allah, reward them, Ya Allah. Elevate their status, O Allah. Fill the qabars with nur, O Allah. Ya Allah, let them be enjoying in whatever state they are, O Allah. O Allah, forgive them, O Allah. Forgive every one of them, O Allah. O Allah, there may be some, Ya Allah, who have benefited us in any way, Ya Allah. Through some way or the other, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless them, O Allah. Bless them and be pleased and happy with them, O Allah. There may be some, O Allah, who there is no one to say anything for them, O Allah. O Allah, whatever has done, whatever has happened here, O Allah, whatever you have granted us in tawfiq to do, O Allah, let us be a means of sawab for them also, O Allah. Allah, elevate them, be happy with them, O Allah. O Allah, today we'll be sending for someone, tomorrow someone will send for us, O Allah. O Allah, be pleased and happy with them, O Allah. O Allah, keep us on your guidance, Ya Allah. Keep us on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah. Every sunnah, give us a tawfiq to practice on it, O Allah. Let us understand and find what are the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Guide us to his mubarak ways, O Allah. And guide us to practice on his mubarak ways, O Allah. O Allah, keep us on the ways of our akabir, Ya Allah. O Buzdugani Deen, O Allah, they've done so much, O Allah. They've sacrificed their lives, O Allah. They've given their blood and their sweat, O Allah. O Allah, what we are enjoying is the barakat of their efforts, O Allah. They've done so much, O Allah, and we are so far away from them, O Allah. But grant us a tawfiq to look at them, to see them, to admire them. Put their love in our hearts, O Allah. Put their love in our hearts, O Allah. And remove the love of all others, Ya Allah. The love of the west of the kuffar, O Allah. Take that out of our hearts, O Allah. O Allah, let us love our kabir and follow them, O Allah. Let us understand what they wanted, Ya Allah. What was their mansha, Ya Allah. And what they want from us, Ya Allah. Let us follow them, O Allah. O Allah, keep us with your pious servants, O Allah. Ya Allah, you have afforded us this opportunity to be with them, Ya Allah. Let us always stay with your pious servants, O Allah. Tawaffana muslimin, walhiqna bis-salihin. O Allah, join us with your pious servants, O Allah. Keep us with them in this dunya and the akhirat, O Allah. Ya Allah, keep us with them, O Allah, and let their ways and their thinking, O Allah, and their zuq, O Allah, and their taste pass on to us also, O Allah. O Allah, every person, Ya Allah, has some need, O Allah. Grant him their needs, Ya Allah. Every person seated here, Ya Allah, he has something or the other, O Allah. Grant everyone that deep down desire that they have in their hearts, O Allah. Grant it to them, O Allah. O Allah, there are many who are sick and ailing, O Allah. They are suffering in some way or the other. Ya Allah, you remove that suffering, O Allah. Remove that sickness, O Allah. Remove that problem, O Allah. Whatever they are going through, Ya Allah, you remove that, O Allah. Some are going to financial difficulty, to debts, O Allah. Remove that, O Allah. Those who are looking for suitable partners, Ya Allah, they need to get married, Ya Allah, grant them to suitable partners, O Allah. Those who don't have children, O Allah, grant them children, O Allah. Whatever any need any person has, O Allah, grant him that need, O Allah. Grant every person what's best for them, O Allah. Ya Allah, help us and assist us in our time of need, Ya Allah. Help and assist the entire ummah, Ya Allah. Whatever difficulty whoever is going through, Ya Allah, that person knows, O Allah, in some corner of the world, O Allah, O Allah, our wish is that they also enjoy, O Allah. They relieve of their problems, O Allah. Relieve every person, every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah. In whatever the condition they are, O Allah, remove them, remove the difficulty and relieve them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you for whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we seek protection from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so protection from Allah. O Allah, bless us, O Allah. Let not this Mubarak month pass, O Allah, in the way, ya Allah. That we don't receive your forgiveness, O Allah. O Allah, bless us, O Allah. Bless us, ya Allah. There are few days left, O Allah. O Allah, help us, ya Allah. Look at us with that special gaze of mercy, O Allah. Bless us entirely, ya Allah. Bless our families, ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min kulli khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharri ma sta'adhaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.